brought to you by naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
When people ask, why am I a failure? It's as though it's some sort of permanent condition or something that they are. Well, I have news for you. The word failure is just a noun, and it simply means a lack of success. And when we dig a little bit deeper, a lack of success just means you haven't gotten to where you want to go yet. Obviously, the word failure has a bad connotation to it. We use it to put someone or something down, to divide the haves from the have-nots, and sometimes we use it to make fun of someone else's lack of success. And if you've ever been called a failure by somebody else, that sting goes even deeper, because they're able to deflate all of your efforts in one single word. So you feel low and you don't feel good enough, and that really sucks. And add to that, the sting goes deeper again if you feel that the person who called you the failure got any kind of ego boost, whether on purpose or not, by saying it because you're the failure and they aren't. And add on top of all of that, we have the subconscious absorbing television, movies, social media, and comments from other people saying, oh, look at that fail, that epic fail, hashtag fail. So whenever we see things, whether they be genuine mistakes or just ridiculous things whatsoever, we slap it with that label, fail, and we cringe at that. So what we do then is we do everything in our power to be faultless. We want to be absolutely perfect. And then we giggle and point our fingers at people who don't look perfect or have faults or make mistakes. In essence, we run, we scatter from anything that doesn't look like perfection and success. But therein lies the problem. We can never get to success without going through a whole lot of failures. So in essence, we're ridiculing one of the very integral components to achieving our goals. Now remember, failure is not a permanent condition. I mean, imagine if it was. As an infant, you would have tried to get up once to walk, you would have fallen over, and then that would be it. You'd be crawling and wiggling around on the ground still to this day. But that is not what happened. You got up again, you tried again, you maybe tried a different way, you tried to lean forward, you went backwards. People probably had a bit of a giggle at you trying to make those attempts, and I'm sure if you asked your family, you fell over a lot more times than you really would ever want to recognize. But your success came through the failure. Instinctively, it was get up, try it again, do it a little bit differently, do a little bit smarter. How about we try another way? And eventually you got there, you got to the success. But I want to be very clear here. The only way you can be a true failure is by doing something, not succeeding at it, and stopping. But don't get me wrong, I don't mean then you should take sand, water, put it in a cake tin, put it in the oven, and expect a chocolate cake to come out, and then go, oh, that didn't work, I'll try it again, and mix sand and water and put it in the oven. I'm not saying that. Sometimes what you have to do in order to become a success is you have to try, and then maybe have to change the ingredient, change the technique, and maybe even change the plan and how you are actually going to do what you want to do. And what's more, sometimes when you have a failure in something, it's a signal for you to actually change the game plan. And now, changing your game plan doesn't mean that everything that you did up until that point was a failure. What it's done is made you realize that you are now wiser. I hope that made a bit of sense. So if you're one of those people who feels deflated, or who says, oh, it never works for me, it's not worth trying, or oh, I'm not good at anything, or you think you're an actual failure, I challenge you now to make the switch from your mind thinking that failure is a negative to using that failure as your stepping stone. So your challenge is to wake up every day and say out loud, I embrace all the challenges life gives me because I am worthy of success. Then as you go through your day, if you get a little stumble in the road, or perhaps you don't succeed at something, or something just doesn't work out, I want you to stop and think to yourself, this is just a stepping stone to my success. then I want you to take a moment. If you can, close your eyes, take a deep breath in, roll your shoulders, have a look and go, okay, is there a better way for me to do this? Is there a smarter way for me to do this? Is this the best way I can try this? And if it doesn't come to you immediately, stop and take a break from it. If it's possible, walk away and maybe come back to it later or maybe even the next day with a clear mind when you know I am a success, and then try again. And if anybody tries to ridicule you or make you feel like a failure while you're striving for your success, I want you to stop and think one moment. Just take a deep breath in and go, who's making the effort here? I am. So as long as you follow your heart, you do what's right for you in your life, and you continue to strive forward, you are always a success. And the failures are just little stepping stones along your journey. I do hope that this has been helpful for you, my sweet friends. Keep shining that light of yours, and big love.